In the name of Jesus, amen. Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan by John. You were baptized, maybe in this font, more likely someplace else, a church someplace else, a swimming pool, a river, a stream, a relative's house, maybe your own house, but somewhere else. But Jesus was baptized, and a voice from heaven identified who he was. You are my son. You were baptized, and that same voice from heaven speaks to you. As was so well shown in the children's sermon, you are a daughter of God. You are a son of God. You are a child of God. I want you to hear that today and hear it all the way to your heart. Because I know in your life and in mine, there are other voices talking all the time, demeaning us and putting us down. Some folks are even, they don't like looking in a mirror, like was just handed out, because they don't like seeing themselves. For all of us, feelings of shame, of disappointment, or failure, are all of those at the same time that cascade down upon us in our darkest nights and sometimes even during our days. The problem with those is not just that we hear the voices, but sometimes they lead us to behave in ways, all the weird ways we see that go on in the world today. So I want you today to hear a different voice. The voice of your baptism, which says you are a beloved child of God. That voice comes to us and connects with us only because of Jesus and his baptism. Only because Jesus is the King of the Jews and the Savior of the world. Jesus is the servant of Isaiah that you heard read about. He's the one who fulfills that. Jesus is the one who has come into the world to indeed be the servant of all and to give his life for all. Jesus is the Messiah of Israel. Jesus is the Lord of all the nations. It is his baptism that is the forerunner of your baptism. It's because of what happened at his baptism that your baptism becomes so important. You are a child of God. I want to make that a little personal for you. I want you to turn to someone near you and say to them, by the grace of God, I am a child of God. St. John put it this way, see how much the Father has given his love to us in that we are called children of God, and so we are. You are a child of God. I want to raise a caution here, because that's a title of such honor that it could be misused. I've been fascinated in recent years by Downton Abbey and all the stories about the lords and ladies who lived upstairs and all the servants who served them downstairs and the interactions between them. The most despicable characters in that show were those who were the lords and the ladies who looked down on or looked over their noses at the people down below. The ones who were most honored were those who respected and cared for those who did not yet have that kind of name, who didn't have the privileges that the others had. And so for you and me, we need to be a little cautious how we bear this name, child of God. As you look around the world and listen to people talk about religious people, if you do a person on the street interview and say, what do you think of Christians or Muslims? the word that comes back is those religious people are judgmental, they're self-righteous, they're prideful. Jesus came and said, we're to be servant to all. We're not to be full of pride, but we're to take care of everyone else. So we want to be careful how we carry this name, child of God, because it has such honor that we might get very full of pride that we have the name. Unless we understand the grace of God, which means we didn't get that because of us. We got that because of who God is. But I want you to hear that voice today. It's not a loud and booming voice, but it's an intimate voice. It's a voice that comes from the depth of the earth and speaks to the depth of your being. Hear it again. You are God's child. I love you. You are mine. I formed you in the depths of the earth. I knit you together in the womb of your mother. I see you in the palm of my hand. I have you written there. You live under the shade of my grace. You are mine. Don't be afraid. I love you. That voice is so important for us to hear and to know and to live out. And the beauty of that voice is, despite what I said about the pride, is that voice gives us a mission. It gave Jesus a mission. He comes from baptism and heads into the wilderness and begins there, and then he's going to go to Galilee and he'll preach and teach and heal people. He'll go to Jerusalem, he'll suffer, and he'll die there, and he'll go to a tomb and be buried and be raised from there. His baptism sets him off on that mission. And in your baptism, you are ordained. Hear it clearly. You are ordained to be a minister of Christ, to be one who now shares that steadfast love that you have seen with other people. Because Christ didn't do this just for you. He did it for everyone. Think of your family, the people that are close to you, that you regard as your close relatives, that you sit around the table with once in a while. Think about those cousins, the first cousins and second cousins and the other people. Think of your family. Remember all the problems that are present there. God loves all of them, too. Think about your neighborhood. Go around your neighborhood in your mind and look in the doors or look at the people who live around you physically. God loves and cares for every one of them as well. Have I established the pattern? Go to your grocery store. See the people serving you there, stocking the shelves. Go to your trash collector who picks up your trash and your recycling. Go to your service center where they look out for your cars or your vehicles for you. Go to any by the way, bring to mind maybe some people of the other party. Even bring to mind some people that you have named as enemy. We seem to be able to make a lot of those these days. God loved every one of them. And Jesus died and suffered for every one of those people. You are given the mission in your baptism of helping them to understand that God loves them too, even when you don't like them. Jesus didn't tell you to like everybody. Jesus told you to love everybody, to show His grace and His truth to them. Let's practice that a little bit. I'm going to ask you to turn to that person near you now and say, by God's grace, you are a child of God. Well, I hope we've kind of pounded it into your head today when you look in this baptismal font, there's a mirror in there with child of God on it. And when you see yourself in it, you are a child of God with a mission to help other people know that grace of God as well. God, help us to do it. Amen.